Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
So I had a very disconcerting experience. My age is starting to show, which means that I was absolutely sure that it was not here that I had already discussed Mitzvah Chaf Vav in Sefer Mitzvahs pretty thoroughly. And as I continued to go through the sugya and review, I knew I had done it somewhere. It comes out that at Rabbi Menashe Goldberger's daughter's wedding, he asked me to speak for his guest between the one reception and the sit-down dinner. So I chose to speak on this sugya, and I was mosif some things on what we said over here. And then, in my mind, I'd never spoken over here, and we're up to Chavav, so to speak, and the order and the progression that we've been following, we're up to Chavav. When we first started this week this year, I was choosing and jumping around. Then we went back, and we started going forward one by one, and we're up to Chavav, so I said, let's do Chavav. So then, after I announced it, I realized we've already done it, Mamash, here, we've gone through a lot of things, so I'm going to try, I'm going to try tonight to focus on some things that we didn't say, although it's going to be inevitable that we're going to touch on some things that we did say. And if I couldn't remember, and I'm the one who said them, so certainly you who are here might also not remember, so it won't hurt anybody. I also have a feeling I expected a smaller crowd tonight because getting started and getting back into the rhythm of Thursdays have been, you know, really messed up with Yom Tov. Baruch Hashem, nothing wrong with Yom Tov. But in terms of our schedule, the Thursdays are really messed up. So I had a feeling it would be hard to get people back into the rhythm of things tonight. But, all right, here we are. So, first of all, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, it's got Mitzvah Chavav. There's a little bit to be medayik there, not a lot. But what we try to do here is, we just try to note the nuances of Lashonos that the Rambam uses as he lists the mitzvahs and Sefer HaMitzvahs. Then, when appropriate, we also try to compare to the way that he frames the mitzvah in the Yad. And then sometimes we use other Rishonim's shitas to contrast to the Rambam to kind of develop an appreciation of some of the nuances that are laced into his words. And then things happen. So says the Rambam in Chavav mitzvah, he shenitztavu hakonim. This mitzvah is, and this is following on the previous mitzvah, which was also the kohenim, not Kal Yisrael, the menorah, and the mitzvah before that, mechitzas yadayim v'raglayim, which is also kohenim. Mitzvah before that, nistavu halavim, right? And mitzvah before that, tivanu lishmor hamikdash, right? So we're being medayik. Who the mitzvah is incumbent on, it's pretty clear that the Rambam holds that this mitzvah, Birchas Kohanim, is a mitzvah on the Kohanim. It's not a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael to have Birchas Kohanim. It's pretty clear, right? Because he's using the same terms that he's using in the other mitzvahs, which are exclusive to that Shevet. And when he's not exclusive, he says, Shetzivanu, okay. So, Shenistabu Kohanim. And the reason that's important is because there's this famous Sefer HaRedim, the Shita of the Sefer HaRedim, that the Mishnah Berurah begins all of, in the Bir Halacha, all of the comments of the Bir Halacha on Hilchos Nisiyas Kapayim begin with the quote that he brings down for no reason. He just brings down Kasav Sefer Charedim, Mitzvos Aseh Levarach Kohen Es Yisrael. There's a positive commandment, says the Sefer Charedim, for a Kohen to bless Yisrael. Shenema Kasav Baruchos Bnei Yisrael. VYisrael HaOmdim Panim Keneged Bnei Akonim B'Shtika. And Yisrael, who are standing facing the Kohanim quietly, u'machavnim libam l'kavol brachasam, kidvar Hashem, and who focus their minds to receive the bracha as the word of God, heim nami b'chal ha-mitzvah. They are also included in the mitzvah. It's pretty explicit, the language of the Sefer HaRedim, that the Klal Yisrael is included in the mitzvah. It's not clear that he would say that the mitzvah is for Klal Yisrael to make sure that there's Birchas Kohanim, one may not say it, but he does say, "Heim nami b'chlal ha-mitzvah." They are included in the mitzvah.
Because without them, then there's no bracha.
Yeah,
so
without
them, it's a mitzvah on the kohanim, but they need the Yisrael, so they're b'chlal the mitzvah.
All right. So is there an action that's required of Yisrael? Does Yisrael wake up in the morning and say, "Oh, checklist. One of the things I have to do today is get blessed."
So in a community like Shiraz, Iran, where everyone is a kohen, do they have a chiyuv to do Birkas Kohanim?
That's another shaila about what do you do with your Shekula Kohanim.
If it's totally on the Kohanim, it doesn't sound like you should make it. It sounds like.
Well, I mean,
even if it's totally on them, they
have to have a halak. They have to have a halak.
Can they give it to themselves?
I don't think they can't. As a matter of fact, the Shulchan Aruch goes through. In order to be Mekayim Panim and Kenega Panim, which is one of the Ma'akim.
Kol, right? That's from Kol.
Amor Lahem. Amor,
doesn't the Rambam bring
it? Yeah, he does bring it.
Panim El Panim.
It's a, right. It happens to be, the Rambam brings one, there's another Pasuk also, but yeah, there has to be Mekayim the Tzura of face to face, which is a Ma'akim. You have to have somebody receiving it. So when you have all Kohanim, some Kohanim actually don't go to the, yes.
It seems like a mitzvah of tzedakah. I get the mitzvah of giving stuff, but I don't think the ani has that, or if I keep it up the aim, I think my parents have to stay like in that mitzvah when I'm coming.
Right, right. They're not chayav to become the chalais to make it possible to. Right. So so we're not saying over here, if Seir Charedim says what he says, he's not saying it because he holds that any time there's a recipient of an action, that recipient becomes mitzvah in that action, like the person who's supposed to provide the action. He holds that there's some hagdara specifically in this mitzvah that would require a Klai Yisrael to do it. This is the hafla learn in Maseches Suvos. Learns the Sefer Haredim this way, that it's very, very specific. The Bir Halacha just quotes the wording, he makes no comment. There are others who say that the Sefer Haredim doesn't mean that they're mitzvah. What it means is there are certain behaviors that are appropriate for the recipients of the bracha because of Derech Eretz, because the Gemara does go through certain behaviors. So it's all he's saying is, but the language that Nami B'chlal HaMitzvah certainly leaves you wondering. It does. Anyway, fine. But the Rambam says Shenistavu HaKohanim. Fine. There's nothing in the language of the Rambam here that would lead us into wondering if anybody else is included. He says Nistavu HaKohanim. Levarech es Yisrael b'chol yom, to bless Yisrael every day. So if I did it today, then I fulfilled my mitzvah. If I didn't do it today, then I didn't fulfill my mitzvah. So if I did it today, and then there's another minion that doesn't have a kohen, and they call me up on my cell phone, and they say, "Kohen, please come down the street to fulfill, you know, I could say, "Sorry, I'm busy. I have to read the stock pages, and I fulfilled my mitzvah already. I'm not mechuyav, and I'm really sorry for you. And by the way, you probably included anyway. That's another story because only people who are not a nusim, who could have been there and who chose not to or not. But forget that part. The point is, the kind of is not necessary. According to this understanding of there's a mitzvah every day, so once you do it, you're not chayiv anymore, right? And the Rambam, both here and in the more elaborate Yad HaZaka, doesn't describe a mechanism by which you have to trigger the chiyuv by saying kohanim, right? The Rambam doesn't do that. So the Rambam is not like some other Rishonim who hold the Rush. We saw the Rush last time. The Rush holds that Amar Lahem in the Pasuk, when it says, "So shall you bless B'nai Israel, Amar Lahem," the Rush holds like Targum translates that phrase, Amar Lahem, that you have to say to the Kohanim to bless. Right? That's what Amar Lahem means. Amar doesn't mean Kohanim say to the Jews. It means Amar Lahem, you say to Kohanim, bless us. And that triggers the chiyuv. So the Rush says, if you don't say that, there is no chiyuv.
No, the
word kohanim.
Kohanim.
Yeah,
kohanim,
right. And the quite right. And Rashi agrees with that. It seems that we pass him like that, and that's why we do that. But there are nuances there. There are questions. But I'm just saying, I'm just going the broad strokes here, that the Rambam doesn't mention anything. He just says there's a chiyuv to do it, right? That's what the pasuk means. Kosev Ovos Bnei Yisrael Amar Lahem. Okay. Ukvar Hisparu Mishpatei Mitzvah Zuba Perek Achram Megillah V'Tainis U Bishvi Maseches Sota. Okay. So there are a couple of things I wanted to focus on In terms of the issues of what the Rambam is personally giving us.
He says one time, right? Yet in the 14th paragraph over there, he talks about several times a day.
Yeah.
One time in the Mikdash.
Right, in the Mikdash, right.
But in the Zvulin.
In the Zvulin, right.
In the Zvulin, there were several times a day.
Let's try to look at that. I tried to reproduce the Rambam in its entirety in the Yad for you, but I couldn't. Meaning, and that I would have had to go copy halacha by halacha and paste each one. I couldn't. I don't know. I had a multiple copy the whole parak, and I was running again. You see, I was late already. And by the way, just like I don't, you know, if you say 8 o'clock, I mean 8 o'clock. I think this is the second time since May that I've been late, and I just want to say for the record that I was late today. But anyway, I didn't reproduce the Rambam in its entirety. So there's. So Matt did his homework, and he actually looked at the whole Perek Yudalit and Tesvav. So let's get a couple of things straight. There's two prakim in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim. So it's like this: Hilchos Tefila and Nesias Kapayim Uvirchas Kohanim. Go through this. Where is this? It's in Ava, and it's the last two chapters of Hilchos Tefila. Except that it's not. It's really called more than Hilchos Tefila. The Rambam at the beginning calls it. Hilchos Tefila, Ubirchas Kohanim. Right. So first of all, the wording that the Rambam uses is very interesting. The name of his parak is, it's written by the Rambam, the names, Hilchos Tefila, Ubirchas Kohanim. So it's called the priestly blessing. That's what the Rambam calls it. And when you go to the actual halachas in the 14th parak of Hilchos Tefila, which is the first time that he gets into Ubirchas Kohanim, The first reference he makes to the whole mitzvah is that the kohanim nosim es yadam, right? First halacha, b'shacharis. Everybody has a Rambam, good. B'shacharis, b'musav, v'ila, hakohanim nosim es kapeyim. They lift their palms, really. They lift their palms. Mincha enes yis kapeyim. And the first time you get the Rambam using the word birchas kohanim, because look at Allah Gimel, he goes again, Ketzer in Nesias Kapayim Gevulim. How do you do Nesias Kapayim outside of the Beis HaMikdash? Again, it's Nesias Kapayim. The first time that you find that word, Birchas Kohanim, is in Halacha Tes, when he describes Birchas Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. There he says, Ketzer Birchas Kohanim HaMikdash. After having said what he says, take an Ava, we're in Ava now, and you have to share. Sorry.
Appropriate might have appropriate for the
safer. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Ava, that's right. I was in Philadelphia last night and getting direction at 12:30 in Ben Franklin Square right there.
The mamash named the safe name and, of the book after the name of the
guy says to me,
safer.
Guy says to me, go to the love statue and turn right. Okay. And then I realized that's Philadelphia, because Smoke ain't who. Okay. Anyway, So the first time he mentions the word Birchas Kohanim is in Halacha Tes, Perkid Halacha Tes. You would expect him, having said every single time that he talks about the act, he says, no sin is kapeyim, you would think Ketad, no sin kapeyim b'mikdash. And then he switches, so it's a blatant switch. You wonder what that's all about. I have suspicions, which I'll share with you, but I don't have anything luchlach. Well, anyway, so there
could it be that that's the first halacha? I mean, I have to look through it again, but isn't that the first halacha where they're actually saying anything? In this halacha, he's giving over their lashon. So until now, he's talking about their actions. But in terms of the actual birchas kohanim, we're first being introduced to that concept in this halacha. What they say, they actually say something. We don't see that until now.
I mean, halacha dalek kishi yashlimu hakohanim shlosha psukim. I mean, you're right. So he's talking about the tzura, and he's not talking about the words that they say when they finish the psukim.
But there he doesn't call it anything.
Uh-huh. So you're saying that when he's talking about the actual words, then he refers to birchas kohanim.
I don't know if it's consistent, but...
Isn't he talking about birchas kohanim in
Zion? But my point is... He's not describing the actual bracha. He's describing their behavior leading up to the bracha, what they do with their bodies,
he's saying something else. He's saying that the word Birchas Kohanim is used in reference to the function of the Kohanim before we get to that point. But
he doesn't say there Kshaira Kohanim Nosim Es Kapeyam.
Right.
Lo Yabitu Ba'al. So it's really before Kess.
And
all right, that throws my shot out the window.
Not necessarily. Interesting. One thing for sure, we have to know, you're writing a book and you call it Hilchas Tefillah Ubirchas Kohanim, and then you don't even use the word the first several times you're talking about the thing. You want us to notice it. I mean, you know, not you're the Rambam. You're not, you know. So it's definitely doing something. There's some other oddities here. Just so I'll put them on the table because I don't have another place to put it. The other oddity is that the Rambam here in Perek Yudalid, let's put it all out. We have to know the Derech of the Rambam all over his Sefer in order to appreciate this. The Rambam never asserts that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to bless, that the Kohanim blessed Chai Yisrael. He does in the Rimzei HaMitzvah, so to speak, at the beginning, when he lists the mitzvahs. So there are two mitzvahs in this section. One is Tefillah, and one is Sheyivarcho Kohanim B'chol Yom. Right? That's what's the language he uses at the beginning?
You're saying outside of the Sefer Mitzvahs.
No, I'm saying in the Yad itself. Look, for example, he starts Tefillah with Mitzvahs Aseh L'Espalo. Now he's going to tell you how to daven. The first time there is a mitzvah. The first time he gets to Birchas Kohanim to talk about it, he says, they duchen every time except for Mincha. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes. So Tesvah Vav, right, so a chapter and a half into it, he finally gets into... where do you have it? Right, so he references almost as an aside, right, but he doesn't say there is a mitzvah in the Torah. I'm not saying that he's a...
Tefillah
does, yeah. Talmud Torah doesn't, that's correct.
Sometimes he doesn't start off saying mitzvah.
Shofar does, yeah, Shofar does, Lulav does, yeah. We have to really know the Derech of the Rambam. That's true.
But he says right in the heading, right?
Yeah, he says it, right. But that's not a... Yeah, but that's where the Rambam's giving you an outline of the thing. It's not where he's giving you halachas. And he's not, you know, Rambam will say, mitzvah saseh, like he does in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, even though he just said it up there, right? He'll say, because in the Chibur itself...
Does this mean it's d'oraisa or not necessarily? Puts it as a heading.
Yeah, it definitely means it's d'oraisa.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Heading, my heading.
He's only listening. That's all the Rambam does. That's all he does. And the Raya's look at Hefazerifin.
And say by the Rabbanim, I'm saying.
Yeah, that look at Hefazerifin. Look what he does at the beginning. You'll see. Yeah. So how
is it not implied the fact that he lists it as Mr. Chavav? That's not a Mr. Dorisa.
No, what do you mean? That's a freestanding chibur. There's a thing called Sefer Mitzvahs.
Right. Yeah, I'm saying.
And then he has the Rinzai Mitzvah at the beginning of each section.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So if he states it clearly. Why is there even a question?
Oh no no no.
I understand where the question begins.
So, I see what you're saying.
This week. Look what I said last week, and it continues. And okay, now I know what you said.
First of all...
But the point is, in other halachas, he does point it out, even though it's also in the Sefer Mitzvah.
I'm not even implying that there's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. Yeah. It's clear, as he points out in the halacha
of Avraham. He says, I just told you that. And he says, why are you bothering me? Yeah.
But except that he does... Every other mitzvah that he also told us, he does establish in the Yad, in the thing. Many others.
So we find a section.
Many others. So then we have to ask why. That's all. I'm just asking why it is this way. Why it is... Right, exactly. In other words, you're talking Hilchos Tefillah, you're talking about how to daven, you're giving me a zillion different halacha, Tisha B'Av, Kriyas HaTorah, you're telling me everything about how to go to shul and what to do in shul and minyan when at post-Beis HaMikdash times. And all of a sudden you say, during Shacharis, Musaf, and so on and so forth, the Kohanim Duchen and not at Mincha, right? Wait a minute, what Duchening? What? Stay. this mitzvah that the Kohanim have to perform every day is done during Shacharis and the Levavah and not done in Mincha. Just it would seem to be a logical thing. I'm in a stupor for 13 chapters learning Chos Tefillah. Mm-hmm. Haven't thought about Birchos Kohanim. All of a sudden you tell me that they...
Well, he didn't get up to it yet.
Huh?
Well, he didn't get up to it yet.
Yeah, I'm saying, tell me, you're just learning Chos Tefillah, I just want to tell you, we're now going to deal with another mitzvah that in the Torah, just like we just dealt with the mitzvah of Sayyid Ali. Now you got another mitzvah called Birchos Kohanim. And I want to tell you, you do it in Shacharis and Musaf and Eil. I'm just saying, nobody would have objected if it happened that way. It's just he sneaks it in over here. Yeah.
The way we're describing the sequence of office, it's all within the context of Tefillah. We have all these other things that we're doing, and the next thing in line is we're going to do the same thing.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily have to introduce. He doesn't introduce it as a mitzvah
because he's talking
about Tefillah within the context of Tefillah.
Right.
It is a mitzvah. Yeah. So that's why he has it at the beginning. He says that there are two mitzvahs within this section, but it's really all about Tefillah.
Right.
So, what did he do by Krishna?
So. Okay, good question. I just want to finish this that directly. So the thing is like this, that's very logical, and it really fits. Hilchot Tefillah, and now he's in Tefillah, part of davening it is. It's a fascinating thing, though, as the one who's conceptualizing mitzvahs and categorizing them through the Yad, that the Rambam chose to put the whole din of Birchas Kohanim in Hilchot Tefillah, as opposed to putting it maybe in Hilchos Beis Bechira or Avodah or something like that, right? The fact that the whole mitzvah saseh is listed in his index, in the category right next to Tefillah, right? I'm saying consistent with what you're saying. The Rambam somehow holds that at least the practice that we have nowadays is going to be an expression of Tefillah. One might even think that the Rambam holds that the whole performance of Birchas Kohanim is an act of Tefillah. Last time we spoke about this, we found the Rashbam who actually says that Birchas Kohanim is prayer. He's explicit about it. He doesn't say it once in a slice.
Is this Zman Hazeh versus the time of Zman Hazeh?
No, he's talking period.
Even in time of Zman Hazeh.
Yeah, he's real clear. And so you look in Rashbam HaChumash, he goes through several lines explaining the davening for the crops and blah, 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 the whole thing. That he holds that he mamish holds that the thing of the Birchas Kohanim is a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the Kohanim. Now, if you remember, we went into the whole discussion of if a person has a choice of going to a tzaddik Kohen for Birchas Kohanim, or going to a Beinoni, or let's say even a Rasha Kohen, Hashon, for Birchas Kohanim, is he a frumak who is, you're not thinking straight according to the Gidrei Torah by choosing a tzaddik? Is he a tzaddik for choosing a tzaddik? Or is he just an Amma Aretz for choosing a tzaddik, right? So we said it depends on which Rishon you go by. The Rambam is clear that the Kohen has no power whatsoever in the Bracha. The Rambam is very clear at the end of Pesvav that the Kohen is a conduit. He does his job. Don't worry if the Kohen is a sinner. It has nothing to do with it. So if you choose to go to a Ruchaim Kanevsky HaKohen, he's not a Kohen. If you choose to go here to go hear his Birchas Kohenim, maybe you want to get inspired by seeing how a tzaddik does a mitzvah, but you're not going to get a better quality bracha from him than anybody, because God is doing it, not Reb Chaim Kanevsky, right? But according to Rashbam, I would like Reb Chaim Kanevsky to be the Kohen who's davening for me, rather than some other guy who had never his kavanah in davening and so on and so forth, right? So I'm just picking up on your whole theme. If the Rambam chooses to have all of the disclosure of Hilchos, Birchas Kohanim, including in the Mikdash, as a tag-along, so to speak, in Hilchos Tefillah, it could be that he holds a Tefillah, except for the problem is at the very end of Hilchos Nisus Kapayim, the Rambam says, Al tetame v'tomer matoyo birchas hegyed zeh she'ein kibul habracha toli v'koinim elu b'kodesh baruch hu she'memah v'samah shmir v'nesho v'ani avrachim ha'koinim ozim mitzvotzan kunim do their job. So he seems to be pretty explicit that it's not tefillah. All right, fine. Your answer works anyway, right? You're saying the Rambam is telling you tefillah. So in tefillah, this is the way we experience Birchas Kohanim today. So now he's going to get into that. Now you're at the bracha of the Sim Shalom. So go ahead. Here's the mitzvah. Okay, I hear. It makes a little bit more sense. All right. So the other oddity I wanted to point out is just the arrangement of the halachas here. We all have a Rambam, so let's look at it. We're not going to go through the Ohaka Baha. Just look what he's doing. When do you do Berachas Kohanim? At certain davenings. But on fast days, you do it even at Mincha. How do you do it outside of the Beis HaMikdash? So he gives you the whole thing, Ritzei, the Shi'at Tzibur, when they go up to the Duchan, that's Halacha Gimel. Then when they finish, what happens? We're going to continue with Shmona Esrei, the Shi'at Tzibur is going to finish Sim Sholem. Okay. How do the Kohanim do it? They have to make sure to time it and sequence it in such a way that nobody's talking over the other one. The Kohanim have to wait for Ame, for the Tzibur, the Tzibur has to wait for the words of the Kohanim. Well, okay, fine. When do the Kohanim turn around? Okay, fine. Well, what's their posture? They shouldn't be looking at the people because they have to have Kavanah. People shouldn't be looking at the Kohanim because they have to have Kavanah. Okay, so this is all about how to do it, okay? If the Kohen, I'm sorry. If you have one Kohen, then the Shi'at Tzibur does it a certain way. Okay, now I told you everything you need to know about how to daven with Brichas Kohanim in Shul. Now I want to tell you what happened in the Beis HaMikdash, and he goes and tells you how Brichas Kohanim does in the Beis HaMikdash, tells you how they raise their hands, the whole thing, what they said, Shema Mefarash, which doesn't happen outside of the Beis HaMikdash, fine. Moving on, then he tells you about Taisif, and Halacha Yudayz, he tells you that you can't add Brachas. Kohanim can't say more than, they can't get all moved and whatever it is, and get carried away. They have to do exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and no more, no less. Okay. Then in the Mikdash they do it once a day after the Tamid, and in the Medina they do it at every davening. Okay, even more than once a day. Okay, now fine, good. Now Perek 15, there are six things that must be accomplished or must be present or not present. Six conditions. Thank you. Six prerequisites. Otherwise, it's all messed up. Okay, let's not go through the prerequisites, but it goes through Halacha Hay, Halacha Vav, and then he goes into the Alta Tame, the whole thing we just quoted about the Kohen being not such a good guy, don't worry about it. Then, in Halacha Ches, he says, the people who are not there, who are not in front of the Kohen, who are behind the Kohen, they're not counted, right? People on the side are counted. If there's an iron wall between the Kohanim and Klal Yisrael, they're counted. If there's you have to have a minion for Brichas Kohanim. What happens if you have no Kohen at all during the davening? Kohen who already did it in one shul and goes to another shul, he does it again. Okay. If he doesn't do it, if he doesn't go up to Duchan, he's mevatel one a mitzvah saseh. Why are those halachas at the end? Why aren't those halachas with all the other halachas that had a daven? This is Birchas Kohanim during davening. So, the people, they're not included if they're behind the thing. Oh, these dinim, why did he wait? What's the organization here? Six things that are ma'akav, I understand that. And all of a sudden he goes, for example, I would have thought that halacha Zion, which says that a Kohen who's not a tzaddik is also, his bracha is just as good because the Kohenim do their job and the Kohenim's bracha is the one that does the blessing. That would be a great way to end Hilchas Nesias Kapayim, right? The way the Rambam does Kedaka, where very often he ends with a flourish about the beauty of a mitzvah or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. But obviously he throws it in the middle, then he goes back to practical halachas. I mamish don't understand the Seder. I must be missing something. I've tried different theses, but they seem arbitrary. So I don't know if somebody can help me, I'd appreciate it. But I suspect that we're on top of... I suspect that the Rambam may actually hold that Birchas Kohanim is Manazul Dorobonim. I'm afraid to say it. I'm almost afraid to say it. Because if you look through... he seems to be describing a whole tefillah thing. The whole structure of it seems to be like a tefillah thing. The hadat and so on and so forth.
That would fit with how he codifies it in the Sefer Mitzvot, with giving it a one time a day. Right? Uh-huh. In other words, if the mitzvah the Araisa is only in the Mikdash, then that's a one time a day mitzvah.
Uh-huh.
Mashem came what he describes in the Kulin as being a two to three times a day.
Several times a day, yeah. Well, it's interesting.
During the time of Bais HaMikdash, you only did one time Bais HaMikdash. The Gvulin, they still did it three times, or they didn't do it at all during the time of Bais HaMikdash?
They did it, evidently, but Gvulin, you're right, in the times of the Bais HaMikdash.
So when they're doing it, the Gvulin, that was a Durabanan?
But they didn't daven.
Okay.
They didn't doubt it. They didn't have
sacrifice. But same, still, was that just, so during the time of Bais HaMikdash, were they doing it in the Gvulin, that's a Durabanan?
No, I'm not suggesting that.
And then Bais HaMikdash was a Dreiser for them?
I'm suggesting
maybe in the Kiva then.
Okay, I'm saying, but I'm trying to understand the Durabanan and the Dreiser part of it.
I'm not willing to get that serious about the Durabanan thing. The surah, at least the putting it here, and some of the dinim of the that govern Birchas Tana Bizman Hazeh may be Durabanan. But certainly Bizman HaMikdash, there's no suggestion that any of the Birchas Kanim, the Gvulin, were Durabanan.
Huh.
No, I'm not suggesting that. But moving on for a second, the halacha yadalit, and look at the last halacha in Perek Yadalit, like the one that Matt was referring to. But mikdash mavarch and berchas kanim pachas pamachas b'yom achat tamish shachar ba'im ba'angin al ma'alos ulam. So he did it once a day after the tamish. They would stand al ma'alos ulam umavarch keder shamaru. Abu the Medina mavarch and also achat kol tefila chutz. Okay. Now, he doesn't mean the Kohanim are chayav to do it. He means that the appearance of Birchas Kohanim as a feature happens at every tefillah. He doesn't mean that a Kohen who did it in the morning has not fulfilled his mitzvah until he does it also in the ilah, right? He's just talking about, in the Mikdash, we had a ceremony called Birchas Kohanim after the Tamid, right? And in the Medina, we have a ceremony called Birchas Kohanim Achar Kol Tefila. He's not talking about the Chiyuv here, right? He still could be maintaining that a Kohen has a mitzvah to Levarech B'chol Yom. And the Kohen individually is Pater once he did it, once. And meanwhile, we institutionalize having Birchas Kohanim every time. It could be new Kohanim, could be the same Kohanim. He's not saying it's usher to do it again. But you know, so therefore, we have no raya at halacha necessarily that a Kohen and Gvulin has to do it more than once. I'm just pointing that out. Alright. Now, this lashon of Nesias Kapayim. So I raised the question of why the Rambam uses the term Nosin Kapayim. It's really not just the Rambam, it's the Shas itself. You look through the Gemara's Gemara and Sotah, Gemara and Tainus, Nosin is Kapayim. Yeah, it's constantly the term. So I'm not coming to explain why in each incident the Rambam chooses to use Mevarchim, Birchas Kohanim versus Nosim Es Kapayim. I'm coming to explain why he uses Nesias Kapayim as a term that is more significant, more useful in describing the whole institution than any of the other dinim. Because the fact is that there are several things that are ma'akev. There are several different things that must happen for Birchas Kohanim to be kosher. And Nesias Kapayim is one of them. Meaning if the Kohanim do everything right and they don't raise their hands, it's not Birchas Kohanim. They haven't done their mitzvah. If the Kohanim do everything right and they don't say it out loud, then it's not Birchas Kohanim. If the Kohanim do everything right and they don't do Panim Keneged Panim, it's not Birchas Kohanim. If they don't do the Lashon HaKodesh, it's not Birchas Kohanim. Why don't we call it Lashon HaKodesh? Why don't we call it Panim Keneged Panim? HaKohanim... I'm just saying, why do we choose a term of Nesias Kapayim as the definitive term of the institution called this mitzvah more than any of the other things? There's a pasuk that tells you you have to lift your hands. There's a pasuk that says you have to say it aloud. There's a pasuk that says you have to do Lashon HaKodesh. There's a pasuk that says it has to be face to face. Right? These are all these things that have to be done. So why does Nesias Kapayim get to be the dominant feature? So in a certain sense, the question is the answer. It's like this. Let's go over to something else that we're more familiar with. We have a din that we have dalet minim on sukkahs, right? So the halacha is that if a person takes all the dalet minim separately, it's not yotze, right? So does that mean that agud is the definitive aspect of the mitzvah? No, it's a detail that makes it, that the Torah insists that it have to be agud. It's not agud, even though you took the four species, right? What do we call it? Netilas lulav, the bracha itself, netilas lulav, right? Because the lulav is the main thing, the lulav is the main feature, the whatever it is, it's all the other things are attached to the lulav. So even though there are many halachas that would pass over the fulfillment of the mitzvah, but we refer to it as by its ikar thing. the Rambam and Shas itself really is calling it Nesias Kapayim because that is the definition of, so to speak, that's the essence of the mitzvah. Yes, there are other things that are ma'akiv, but there's a difference between something being ma'akiv and something being the defining act of the mitzvah itself. So Nesias Kapayim, the defining act is actually, it's not called a bracha if they don't lift their hands. The other things are, they didn't do it the way the Torah said. Here, it's that they didn't do the bracha, saying the words and saying it out loud, but without lifting the hands. Lifting the hands is itself the act of the bracha. I'm just saying, Mestam, it's something like that.
Why doesn't he then name the parak?
Right. So, I mean, that's a good question. Again, I'm not coming to explain why he chooses what term when he uses it. He clearly goes back and forth, not back and forth, but he clearly has two words. He has Nosin Kapayim, and he has a Brichas Kohanim. What, you're what?
It's called Brichas Nesias Kapayim.
Okay. That's interesting. What does it say at the very beginning of the thing in Perek Aleph?
Yours is also Nesias Kapayim.
Yeah, so I saw somebody who Frankel. Says that the Rambam's, and the Rambam's, that in before Perek Yudalid, somebody at Taka saw says that he calls it Nesias Kapayim at the top, that they didn't make it up over here. Yeah, but the Rambam actually inserted that before he got to Halacha Perek Yudalid. Nesias Kapayim mostly. Nosin Kapayim, yeah. Look at this. Frankel has Brichas Kohanim all the way through.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow.
Interesting.
Fascinating. All right, so I'm not going to explain why he uses what. Just trying to explain why Nesias Kapayim would be more of a term that would be appropriate than the other details of Ma'akiv. So I want to give you an example of how this might work. There's a mitzvah. Let's look at the Bir Halachia. There's a mitzvah Baal Tosif by Birchas Kohanim. There's a way to violate Baal Tosif in Birchas Kohanim. And let's go through this. I have it in the handout. The Bir Halacha. It's right there in the Mishnah Berurah. The Yom Ha'isif. This is in the Halach in Kuchav Ches in Shulchan Aruch. Where are we? Yeah. Simon Chav Ches. Wait a minute. No, that's not the right one. One second. Where is it? Im Haisif. The Im Haisif. Where did I get that? That's at the end of... Yeah, it's in Taka. It's in Chav Zayin. Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Chav Zayin. So the halacha, the Mechaber Pasen is Kohen Eino Roshay Lahasim Midaito Yoser Al Hashalosh Pesukim Shabichas Kohenim. The Kohen is not allowed to add on his own more than the three passages. V'im Hosif, if he does, over Al Batosif. Says the Mishnah Berurah. L'chara Nira, D'davka Im Gam Ze Haya B'Prisos Kapayim. When the Kohen adds his own bracha, he's over Baal Tosif only if he's lifting his hands at the time. Right? If his hands aren't lifted and he says, may God bring you tremendous success in the stock market, I, by the power vested in me as a Kohen, not only do I say Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, but may you also have a beautiful bar mitzvah party. Right? So if his hands weren't lifted at that time...
I think Priestess Kapayim. Where's that lesson come from? What is that?
Yeah, but why not Nesias Kapayim?
I mean, have we seen that Lashon anywhere until now?
I believe... They do say Parsim. They talk okay. about Parsim when in terms of the hands. Even the Rambam, doesn't he? Talk about the unfolding the hands. I don't know if he could be medayik in the halacha.
Okay.
I don't know. He should be mocha me if I'm wrong because it's unbelievable. Okay. So again, dafka. Now listen to how he says. Gam ze yom hayav b'prisas kapayim, uchay gavna kol hadvar mamakdim b'nesias kapayim. only if he lifted his hands and all the other things that govern the...
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.